Nolte, 66% concerned illegal immigration creates more violent crime. By John Nolte on March 19, 2024. Polling shows that two-thirds of Americans believe illegal immigration may contribute to the violent crime problem in America. You think? His fraudulency. Joe Biden invites millions and millions of unvetted third-world illegals, most of them young, unaccompanied men. What the hell do you expect? The good news is that most of this violent crime is happening in Democrat-run cities. This means that the people who live in those cities are getting what they voted for. And because this is America, people should get what they vote for. Be happy for them. Rasmussen reports polled 1,149 likely voters between March 13, 14, and 17, and found the following. Only 31% said they were not very or not at all concerned about illegals contributing to violent crime. That is less than half of the 66% who are concerned. The internals are fascinating. Among white people, 64% are concerned about the connection between illegal immigration and crime. However, among black people, a whopping 73% are worried. And why wouldn't they be? Black people disproportionately live in the Democrat-run cities that posture as sanctuary cities. While there is still a lot of denial among Democrats, 51% say they are concerned with the connection between illegal immigration and crime, compared to 84% of Republicans. When asked if illegal immigration makes America better or worse, only 14% said better. A clear majority of 56% said worse. As far as the Orwellian language wars launched by the left to cloud the debate, 62% of those polled prefer the clear language of either illegal alien, 35%, or illegal immigrant, 27%. Only 20% chose the stupid undocumented migrant, while 12% chose the even stupider asylum seeker. Ask yourself, who benefits from all these illegals? Biden opens our back door to millions and millions of people to do what, exactly? Nothing more than create competition for your jobs and your housing. We're already dealing with a housing shortage, and housing prices are already skyrocketing. So let's bring in millions more people who need housing. Brilliant. But who benefits? The rich. The property owners, that's who. Same with the jobs. Who benefits? Only the corporations benefit from those cheaper wages. Why is Biden importing people who hurt working-class Americans? If you care about people, most especially if you care about Americans getting ahead, working their way out of the working class and into the middle class, you don't do this. America should be a country that attracts only the brightest, best, and most ambitious from all over the world. J.D. Vance, Illegal Immigration Robs Americans of Dream of Owning a Home. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.